That's nice. This, though.
This is why. You can't have
nice things.
Can't have all nice the nice things. That's why we can't have nice things here at Hank FM. And in honor of Earth Day, our lead dum-dum takes us to the left coast. As some moron went through downtown Los Angeles last Friday night, running around with a chainsaw, not to scare people, although it did, but cut down a bunch of trees in the middle of the night for no reason. People on social media think it was some sort of anti-Earth Day protest, but I've never heard of an anti-Earth Day protest.
Even if you're not for much easier ways to accomplish that.
Even if you're not for like the full green initiative and granola and stuff, it's like I don't ever hear any. Well, this guy, there's security footage, and that's exactly right. He's on a bike and just goes around with a chainsaw. Dozens of trees have been cut down.
Oh my gosh, the city has no idea. Terrible.
The mayor's office says it's beyond comprehension, and they plan to replace the trees as soon as possible. So, happy Earth Day out there with this guy. Dum, dum, dum,
dum. So, you know, KB, there is nothing like a man in love. Take, for instance, a guy in India. He went full Mark Phillips and walked over 4 miles to his wedding.
Hey.
A car was not an option. Apparently the weather shut things down, so he hoofed it there, despite torrential rains and landslides. No word if the bride complained that he was late to the ceremony.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a thing? A turn at the end? Everybody's just gone.
Oh my gosh. Ew.
Just turns around and just starts walking back.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, a couple of honorable mentions here. There was a guy on Sunday swinging from one of the giant big construction cranes on the new high-rises they're building in downtown Austin. He was not arrested. Nobody knows who he was, but he treated it like a playground swing.
Like a trapeze.
Way up there. Highest person on 420, indeed. But also, on Easter Sunday, the same date down in Austin. If you've ever driven around there, Austin traffic's fantastic. And underneath the Mopac Expressway, even more so. And this takes us to one of the Waymo cars, the autonomous driving vehicles down there that I've personally seen run red lights, make U-turns, and no reason. Well, Becky Navarro took to TikTok on Sunday after her Waymo ride went the wrong direction. And then, in the middle of the expressway, in a spot where two lanes merge, stopped on the highway, locked the doors, and they were in there for over 5 minutes.
They were talking to customer support, and we kept saying, hey, we're on a highway, please, move the car. Cars kept honking at us. And it would not move.
It was
terrifying. They were trapped. And customer service says they can't move the car from afar. And there's nothing really they can do. And then she says, I'm going on TikTok. And then magically the doors open.
Ridiculous, isn't it? Dum, 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 dum. Speaking of which, the power of self-driving cars can be great. Not in either of these situations, but I digress. That does not mean this is time for a nap. A man in Wethersfield, Connecticut, discovered this the hard way when folks began calling into police that a Tesla was going really slow on the interstate. And the driver was slumped over the wheel. He didn't have a medical emergency, but he did fall asleep. And I was later charged with reckless driving and endangerment. But he wasn't even really driving. He was napping.
He's a reasonable point. Dum, 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 dum. Let's go to downtown Dallas. This happened. Also, this Easter weekend, somebody decided in a vehicle to make it rain. Just blocks away from the Dallas Life homeless shelter, someone going along and just like a regular garden variety Mazda sedan, rolls down the window and starts throwing cash out the window.
It's an Easter miracle.
I mean, it's drifting ticker tape like through confetti, and nobody knows who did it, why the person did it. There were no signs, announcements, or social media post to explain it. Nobody has been arrested or anything, even though this does cause quite the hazardous situation.
I can imagine, yeah.
and they could have picked a far less windy day.
Dum, 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 dum.
Fun.
So have you heard about the latest TikTok trend? It's to fake a trip to the ER. Now, how it's done is you go to your kitchen, and then you call your boss and start pressing the beeping buttons on the microwave, saying, I'm at the hospital. I can't go to work. Apparently, the approach works like a charm, but you may just want to spend that time updating your LinkedIn. There should be better options out there.
Although on the plus side, you do end up with a hot pocket.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, yesterday we ended with the woman over there, Megan, who married a river in the UK. Well, Karen Cooper, down there in Fort Myers, Florida, kind of went out on a limb to save her beloved. So she married a tree.
What?
Back in January, this tree in the neighborhood that Karen Cooper lives has become the center of an HOA neighborhood city now controversy. Everybody's saying, okay, this thing needs to be cut down. Oh, no, 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 says Karen Cooper. We love this tree. It was going to come down until Saturday. Karen, with a nice group of about 50 onlookers, officially married the tree, a Snell Park ficus.
And this was tree. Karen?
In an email that came out Monday morning, yesterday, city spokesperson Stephanie Schaefer writes, the city is moving forward of Fort Myers to save the Snell Park ficus tree. Happy Earth Day.
Oh,
it's a true
Lord.
Love story.
Happy Earth Day.
Dum, 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 dum.